How do you deal with friendship breakups in motherhood? Let's quickly talk about that in this episode. Hey mamas, welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show. It's good to have you back. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm super excited for another round of mama chats, kwentuhan, learning, and more through this podcast episode. If this is your first time here, welcome po, and I hope that you feel comfortable. Very quickly, Mama Academy PH is a learning community for mothers. If you do not know yet about Mama Academy PH, you can visit our pages on Facebook and Instagram. It's a beautiful space where we encourage, empower, and enable mothers to continue learning alongside motherhood and being a part of a community. So if you're up to joining a learning community like ours, please do find us on Facebook and Instagram and do join our upcoming learning events and sessions. Also, do us a quick favor, please, and show us your support by sharing this podcast show to your mama friends. And thank you in advance. Now, back to our episode. Let's talk about a not-so-discussed topic, pero is a prevalent one, very present in our motherhood. Actually, not just in motherhood, but, you know, even in other relationships. And that is, dun-dun-dun-dun, drum roll, please, friendship breakups. Yes, believe it or not, there's also breakups in friendship. And, you know, and I heard this from one of the moms that I was coaching. I realized, there's this term pala that's called friendship breakup. Minsan isip lang natin parang wala, we just grew apart. But going back to that mom, my client, she mentioned in one of our sessions that, you know, that friendship breakup deeply wounded her and it impacted her a lot to that point that after that breakup, she didn't feel quite ready anymore. She didn't feel quite as ready as before to meet and make new friends because in her heart she was so scared not to have another breakup. Diba? Parang relationship lang din. So let's talk about that not so discussed part of motherhood or life. Friendship breakup. Right. The truth is, when we become mothers, there are a lot of things that change in us, even our routines, priorities, and kasama na dyan, inevitably, friendships. Diba yung mga running joke natin na we schedule a date, but then nabaon na, and we only get to see each other when we are, 10 years, 20, 15 years later. Diba? Sa sobrang tagal. Because nga, there's a lot of things going on in our life. As moms, as adults. Some friendships grow with us, meron naman, while others fade or even break. So in this episode, pag-uusapan natin yan, how do we navigate friendship breakups with grace and how can we rebuild meaningful connections? Bakit nga ba nagkakaroon ng friendship breakups? Or why do we experience friendship breakups? I think it's because as moms, we realize that our priorities begin to shift, whether we like it or not. And it shows, it manifests in limited na yung time natin. We don't have much opportunity to, you know, to be with our friends, to go out with them, to spend time, right? And truth of the matter is that our family, you know, becomes part of our top priorities. That's valid, of course. Also, we realize na for some friendships, you'd realize na they want to pursue a different paths and I also want to pursue a different direction in my life. Both are valid, both are okay. It just don't match at this season. Also, there may be possibilities na you have misaligned values or you don't see things eye to eye anymore. Maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago when you started the friendship, you are both aligned in values, no? In beliefs, but Maybe not anymore. Maybe magkaiba na kayo ng parenting principles. And for some friends, okay lang yun. I don't mind. But there are people or there are friends who want to be surrounded by people who share the same values as what they have, right? Or maybe because of that the shift in priorities, the focus of priorities in family building, no? There's now this lack of reciprocity or emotional support. Maybe we're no longer able to support them as much as they need now or as much as we used to give before. Kasi nga, nag-iba na yung priorities natin. And maybe the other person feels bad, or maybe we also feel bad because we feel like I need more support more than ever, right? But you're not able to give that to me. Not that it's anyone's fault, but there's just this lack of reciprocity. Or maybe, I know there are a lot more reasons, but these are just things that I can think of right now. Or maybe there's this unspoken expectations that are unmet. Diba? Even in other relationships naman, if there are expectations that are unmet, what happens? It leads to friction, tension, diba? And you know what happens after, right? So, given these things, sometimes, no, friendships like this, meron namang mga friendships na nag-end in good note, no, in a good manner. There's this formal closure, or maybe, you know, they just decide for themselves na maybe let's just pause things from here and then we can resume when the season is right, or parang when we both have the time to nurture the relationship and it's okay. Pero minsan, wala rin naman talagang formal conversations or closure about it eh. So what can we do to navigate after a friendship breakup or to move past a friendship breakup? I know there are a lot of things that we can do, but what I have right now are just starters for us to kickstart the journey, the process of healing. Because truth be told, it's not an overnight healing. It's not an overnight success, overnight process. It's a journey. And sometimes you feel like over ka na, but years down the road, makita mo ulit siya, parang, di pa pala. I still have the pain in there. So what do we do? What can we do? Number one, I would say process the change with compassion and kindness for yourself. You know, it's natural to grieve the end of a friendship. Siyempre kaya, ang tagal niyong magkasama, ang tagal niyong nagdama yan. You know, best friends or good friends, you shared a lot of things, no? And then now, you realize na you have to live life without this person. So it's natural to grieve. No, cry over an end of friendship. You can give yourself that space, no, that permission to feel sadness, to be disappointed, and give yourself the permission to move forward also. As you process the change, reflect on what happened. What went wrong? What went right? What could have you done differently? But at the end, extend grace to yourself and your friend too. And know that, understand that things happened like that for a specific reason or because of a reason. So reflect and process the change with compassion towards yourself. You don't need to blame yourself any longer. Just process things and think through what happened to help you move past it, not to burden you about it. Number two, ako feeling ko lang naman, there are friendships na may posibilidad pa namang masalba in the long run. I don't know if you agree with me on this, no? But for me, you can leave the door open for peace. When I say leave the door open for peace, end amicably. Or try to end the friendship knowing that you have peace in your heart. How do you do that, right? Choose kindness. and respect. Ako, I would say, pray for discernment. And if unknowingly, you may have caused this person hurt, then humbly seek for forgiveness. Seek. And we don't know, diba? We can't control naman the other person's reaction or response. You don't know how your friend, how do we say that? Ex-friend or former friend responds. But a sincere apology may not be reciprocated now, but it creates that space for future conversations. Na hindi naman talaga kayo nag-end bitterly. No? It was an amicable separation. Right? We don't know eh. Baka kasi this friend is going through a tough season that, you know, we just couldn't explain. Also, she couldn't explain what she's going through. So, you know, leave the door open for peace. Give yourselves a healthy space. Well, you know, you can still be that friend from afar. Be that friend from afar. There's this quiet support, quiet love, diba? So, the leave the door open for peace is choosing kindness and mutual respect, right? Lastly, make room for meaningful connections. Yun na nga, nag-end na yung friendship nyo. But the beautiful thing, the beautiful reality here is that you can nurture both existing and new relationships. Diba may kanta nga na keep new friends, make new friends and keep the old. So instead of dwelling on what was, focus on the friendships that you have right now that uplift and support you in this season of life. Nurture it. Nurture it as much as you can. I know that, you know, limited yung time, limited yung flexibility natin, the freedom right now, but nurture as much as you can, right? But also realize that you can create meaningful connections, the new ones, right? You can create new meaningful connections, make friends, diba? So I would say from this point on, pray for people or new friends that the Lord will lead into your life. Genuine friends that can and will support you in every season of your life. Who stand by your side through thick or thin. And ganun ka rin sa kanila, right? Ako, I remember when I was struggling during the early years of motherhood or parenting, I really uttered that prayer to the Lord and said, Lord, can you lead me to the right friends? Because the old friends that I have, or the old friends that I had, feels like we've lost touch, or I feel I was outcasted, or I couldn't clearly explain what I was feeling at the time. Halo-halo na, maybe because I was postpartum. Processing postpartum. So, I remember clearly that that was a prayer that I had before. And you know what? By God's grace, when I look at my life right now, I'd say I have a lot of friends, deep connections, deep friendships that was formed when we started Mama Academy PH. So, you know, by God's grace, blessing talaga. So pray for new friendships. But that is not to say, ha, that you do not, you just have to wait things out. Meaningful connections and friendships, you know, we all know that they grow through intention. So, you also have to get yourself out there, meet new people, reach out, introduce yourself, you know. Be intentional in meeting new friends, spending quality time, no, in nurturing, growing these relationships. Yeah, so those three: process the change with compassion, leave the door open for peace, and then lastly, make room for meaningful connections. Maybe you have more tips, right? After this, after these three things that I shared, so feel free to send us a DM or reach out to us and, you know, share with us what you have in your heart. Or maybe you've experienced a friendship breakup. Share nyo naman sa amin. No, share nyo. So, yeah, I'm remembering past friendships, no? And I don't want to get too emotional about that, but you know, pinag-pray ko na yan. So, I'm just blessed to be able to find new friends right now. As we close, navigating friendship and motherhood, you know naman, it's tricky. And it gets challenging, you know, for us moms, no? You know, as we raise our own family, it's really challenging to grow friendships, to grow and nurture connections. That's why also friendship breakups happen. But remember, Mama, that you're growing, evolving, and stepping into new seasons. While some friendships may change or fade, I don't want to say die, it doesn't mean that your story ends there. Like I said, you can give yourselves and your friend the compassion, the grace, pray for healing for your friendship, for each other, pray for reconnection and restoration in God's time. You can still be that friend naman from afar. I can still be that friend from afar. And I, you know, I pray for my old friends. Now, I still pray for them because I care for them, brother naman. So we can still be that friend from afar who will pray for them quietly and love them quietly. And while this happens, no, while we're praying for them and while we both heal, the good news is that we can nurture fresh friendships that are life-giving, meaningful, no, in our season of life. So I hope this episode resonated with you. I encourage you to take a moment to reflect. Ako rin napapaslight reflection ako. Who are the people in my life right now who uplift and support me? Who are those friends that I have right now? Maybe it's worth, you know, sending them a message and say thank you for being my friend, for sticking it out with me, for staying by my side, for coming into my life, or say a prayer for them, right? And ask yourself, how can I nurture those friendships? Like we said, it's not meaningful connections don't grow without intentionality. So if you are longing for deeper friendships, I suggest now keep praying. Keep your heart open. Naks parang relationships eh. And allow space for healing of past friendships and new beginnings, new friendships. Thank you, mamas, for joining me in this conversation. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a fellow mama who might need this encouragement too. Or if you can resonate with any of the things that I've shared today, send us a DM. Or if you want to add more to the things that I shared here, some tips or maybe things that worked for you as you recovered from friendship breakups in the past or at present, message nyo lang kami. And as always, let's keep the conversation going. Send us your message. Like what I said, let us know your thoughts. And let's continue hashtag learning alongside motherhood. God bless you, mamas. And we'll catch you again on the next episode. This has been your host, Mama K. God bless you again. And have an amazing learning.